There are four times in the Torah that a shalsheles is used. The shalsheles, the trap that goes up and down three times. And we understand that the shalsheles, like all traps, which has a certain meaning to it, is a meaning of ambivalence. For example, when Lot is leaving Sodom behind him as it's about to be destroyed, Vayismahama, as Eliezer stands waiting to find a wife for Yitzchak, Vayomar, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should be the right one, and he should find the right, and the chesed should be the right chesed. Yosef, and the whole episode with H.S. Potiphar, as he refuses her advances, Vayimain, and here as well, as Moshe Rabbeinu is preparing the El HaMiluim, the Karban, where afterwards Aaron and his sons were formerly be consecrated as Kohanim, most likely Moshe's inner turmoil is now seeing his brother rise to this place of being the Kohen, a privilege that Moshe himself was denied. But Rabbi Sachs points out the following. More than just a commonality of ambivalence, what's really connecting these four shalsheles is an identity. Is somebody in the Torah having to figure out really who they are? Lot had already made a decision that he's breaking from his uncle. He wants to be part of Sodom. But now Sodom is going to be destroyed. And Lot realizes that he has to leave that behind and become a new person and really join Avram Avinu. Eliezer was denied the privilege of joining Avram's family because he belonged to the servant class. He wanted his daughter to marry Yitzchak. And now as he stands at the well preparing to begin a search for a wife for Yitzchak, he has to come to terms with that destiny that has now been forced upon him to abandon those dreams and those ambitions and accept the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is a very significant, important, chashuv role, just not the role that we thought. And the same is true when it comes to Yosef. Yosef's ambivalence in Eshes Potiphar's home extended beyond just the temptation of Eshes Potiphar, but of identity. He grew up, after growing up where he was, he's now in Egypt, and he's finding his place. Yosef is faced with a moment of truth. What will he be? Will he become part of the promiscuous Egyptian identity in that culture, or as a son of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov? What will he be like? And Moshe Rabbeinu, the undisputed Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Eved Hashem, the teacher, the one who takes us out of Mitzrayim, had to acknowledge that his role was limited, that is as important and as impactful and as great as it was, he will not be the Kohen. Rabbi Sachs writes so beautifully that these four stories tell us that there comes a time for each of us to make a decision who we are, a moment of existential truth. Lot is a Hebrew, not Sodom. Eliezer is Avram's servant, not his heir. Yosef is Yaakov's son, not an Egyptian. And Moshe is a Navi, but not a Kohen. To say yes to who we are, writes Rabbi Sachs, we have to have the courage to say no to who we are not. There is pain, there is conflict involved. That's the meaning of a shalsheles. But we emerge less conflicted than we were before. The shalsheles teaches us that sometimes we have moments that we make difficult but important decisions about who we are, not based necessarily on the realities of our circumstances, but really on who we are as people, as members of the Jewish community, as servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rabbi Sachs notes so beautifully, that we can't really fully accept who we are until we have the courage to recognize who really we are not meant to be.